1. The Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies published a draft national data and cloud policy, together with an invitation for interested parties to submit written submissions to the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies. Now, the closing date for the comments was the 18th of May, the policy in which government will become co-owner of all data generated in South Africa. And that's a big line there. Has attracted widespread debate amongst commentators, with many saying that it raises issues around privacy and has the potential to scare off much needed investment into the sector. For more on this, we are now joined on the line by Christoph Pienaar, Director and the National Head of Technology, Media and Telecommunications Practice at commercial law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Christoph, good morning and welcome to the Weekend View.
Good morning, Udo.
Before we deal with implications, just in a nutshell, what's the intention of this policy? What would it eventually result in practical terms?
So as a starting point, the overall intention I would describe as a noble one, you know, because it is to bring South Africa in line with best practice globally and to stimulate the digital economy. But as the document is purely in policy form at this stage,
yeah.
There's a lot of questions as to how this will happen.
All right. Now let's deal with some of those. Firstly, the draft policy references European countries and the UK, saying that these nations have declared data a public entity. Now, when I hear that, you automatically go, hey, could this be seen as a form of intellectual expropriation of property without compensation?
What happened in Europe during the COVID pandemic, and a similar mechanism exists already in the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act in South Africa, where the minister or the government can declare certain databases as critical databases. And for example, in the Netherlands, that happened during the pandemic. And the purpose of that was to, you know, enhance public service, get health care to people who need that, and then also to keep track of infection rates. So it's not a whole-scale, let's call it, nationalization of data.
Okay.
It is more like a strategic or a tactical approach to certain databases that can be applied for public benefit. That's what the European model was.
But yeah. The policy does, however, suggest that there will be some sort of, for lack of a better phrase, Christoph, a super SOE of data and technology.
It definitely points in that direction, and I would say that is of concern, because if you've had a lot of investment in ICT infrastructure, data centers by the private sector, let's say over the last 20-30 years, and there are many companies out there who can do something like that far better than you know, a government can. So if there is something like this, or if something like this is established, you know, I would definitely feel that this should be done in collaboration with the private sector.
Yeah.
And this is where some of the privacy concerns come in, because once you have control over data, you have the responsibility to protect it.
And just in terms of the private sector involvement, you know, and I think it's a noble thing that we want everybody who's plugging into the system here in South Africa to be sort of open source. But doesn't that raise concern that we're going to keep some investors away? You're going to say no.
Absolutely. So there's in the sphere of data protection, you have a few countries in the world that have what they call data localization rules, which means that any data that kind of like is generated in that country must reside on infrastructure or devices located in that country. Now, if that has proven to be a deterrent for investment, you know, one should rather go for, you know, kind of an open system rather than this localized approach.
All right. For the purpose of this conversation, we must have you back sometime in the future because there's all sorts of litigation happening at the moment as well. But for this morning's purpose, Christophe Pinard, Director and the National Head of Technology, Media and Telecommunications Practice at commercial law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, we thank you very much for your time. I see